You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Alan. Beside me is
Brian Max, and we have a guest in studio today, Trevor Hutchison from Crown.
He is the Dave used to call him the Crown Prince. I don't know why could we not use that term, you know?
you know what it was, Alan, is I mean that's going back over 20 years and I think it was more when it started as a joke and I thought it was going to die after the initial joke. And Dave really liked it, and I was trying to downplay it. And
we could change it. Why don't we call it the Fresh Prince of Crown?
Oh. We could do that. I like this. I think it's time for a change.
And there's a remake of the Fresh Prince as well.
It's timely.
That is a very good tie-in. That is a very good tie-in. Anyway, good morning, gentlemen. Really great to be with you.
Yeah, it's great that we're all back in the studio. And I don't know if you hear it, but I'm still protected. As much as they like to think that it's all over, it ain't over. I'm waiting for that large lady to start singing, but so far it hasn't happened. And in fact, I've got some friends that just came back from Mexico. One came back, the other one couldn't. It really is a show.
It is a show. We can say that, but I'm looking forward to a lot of the stuff being over and getting back to regular things.
Exactly. And we were talking in the green room earlier with Trevor how it really has disrupted the flow of things, eh?
Yeah, it's been a real challenge for anybody that operates in, say, a retail-type business. And then that would apply if you've got a small shop selling antiques or furniture, or you're in the food business, or if you're in the automotive business like we are. It's been a real challenge on multiple fronts, right? We see, even in the studio here, putting up businesses had to put up partitions. We had to look at doing proper sanitization to protect both consumers, but also the employees, because, COVID had a big impact on small business. If someone got COVID within the shop, when we were doing contract tracing, shut it down. So the, kind of domino effect of that was that it really backed things up, and it's taken significantly longer for people to get in and get their regular services.
Absolutely. And later on, we're going to be talking to Jack Benzikar, who, as much as we're talking about this is a new way of doing things, they've been handling stuff online and doing a touchless service for many years already.
Yeah, Jack's got a business called Tire Butler, and he is the Tire Butler. So we've got the Fresh Prince of Crown and the Tire Butler here today.
And I am the president of Glen Allen, and you are your official title, Brian?
Secret agent, I believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to give us a call if you've got a question, or you're certainly welcome to give us an email. And we're going to be back right after these following messages. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and I'm sure a lot of you people watch CTV News, and a great guy who's on there is a consumer reporter named Pat Foran, and he did a story this week. Brian, you're familiar with the story. What was it on?
Well, the top line is about a gentleman bought a used Infiniti, and he had engine problems, and turns out he needed a new engine.
Now, question back up, how new was it, and what was the miles on it?
I believe it was, here it is, it's 2019, and it had 48,000 kilometers.
Now, generally speaking, you get, what, 5 years or 100K is the most part?
Yeah, especially with a luxury brand like Infiniti, you get a little bit extra.
Right.
And, he drove it for 20,000 kilometers and had some problems.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, turns out he needs a new engine. And he goes to the dealer, and in the end, they deny the warranty claim. And the reason was he couldn't provide all of the service paperwork that's meant to prove that the engine was serviced properly.
Well, I mean, and it's funny because I read this same story too, and he almost just assumed that you're automatically covered, and you as the owner or purchaser have no responsibility, but. That's far from the truth.
You're absolutely right. And you know, this is the thing. I mean, in my world, people ask me about buying cars all the time. I try to stick to new cars, but of course, people ask me about buying used cars. And I've got a couple of key considerations. And I generally, personally, I buy used cars because I think that's a smart thing to do and everything else. But when I buy a car, I make sure it's got the full service history and all of the records. I also make sure that it's never been crashed and, you know, a couple of other things. But these are smart, prudent things that you need to do when you're buying a used car. It's not as simple as buying something with low mileage and assuming that it's got a warranty. You've got to put in the work to make sure you're buying the right vehicle. And that's really what the story should be about is how to buy a used car rather than, oops, my, you know, I don't have service records and my warranty claim was denied.
Right, exactly. Just don't just, you know, buy it and assume that automatically everything is going to be covered. Because, and this is one thing that we stress at my shop is that before you buy a car, because a lot of times things happen that don't get reported, for example. People hit a curb, people do some body damage, the car gets hit in the mall. If it's under $3,000, $4,000, they're quick to just spend the money to keep it hidden, you know, keep it on the DL.
Oh, you're absolutely right. One of my cars had a clean Carfax or CarProof, whatever it's called, had no issues. And subsequently, during our ownership, the front bumper got hit and needed to be replaced. Well, my body shop said, "Hey, did you know you've got an aftermarket front bumper?" I'm like, "No, this car right. This car had a clean Carfax. It's not
exactly.
supposed to have been damaged, but here we are." And things like that do indeed happen. And you know, my body shop as well. You know, they're happy, of course, for a fee to inspect a car before purchase. And I think that's especially when you're dealing with something like a car that is not inexpensive. It's a good idea to have it not only inspected by a mechanic, but also a body shop.
Exactly. Because, again, it's I had a car in where it was actually two cars. so the front of the car would have been covered by the warranty, but the back of the car definitely wasn't. And you could see the zipper down the middle. And the people selling it said, this is beyond our recollection. They didn't know. Claimed they had no idea. I said, you can smell the paint, okay? It's that fresh. And to the point where the prospective buyer made the bad guy pay for the inspection, which I thought was a pretty ballsy move, but
wow.
They did that. He said, I specifically asked you before, has the car been in an accident? And it's funny. I mean, there are people that will lie about everything, eh?
Oh, well, especially when it comes to cars. I mean, and when you're dealing with some certain sellers. I mean, that's why, you know, OMVIC is here to protect the consumer. But, you know, it doesn't always solve all of those problems. And, you know, if there's anything that I try to share with friends, family, and you know, my viewers on YouTube and readers, is that you've got to be smart when it comes to buying a car because you end up with problems like this where you could have a warranty claim, an expensive warranty claim denied.
Exactly. And you've got to read the small print. Now, Trevor, because of Omicron, sorry, got all my O's mixed up there, that your shops were backed up with people, and people wanted to maintain their warranty, and you had to make some special arrangements.
Yeah, well, and maybe, you know, kind of in line with what you're talking about is one of the things under our warranty, and I think it's one of the strongest features we have is that, you know, because we're in the business of helping people to, you know, maintain their vehicles, right? Like, we're not doing rust proofing, right? We're trying to help extend the useful life by protecting the body, you know, and if people do good mechanical maintenance, they can really get the value out of the vehicle. And part of our warranty will state that if, say, you get your vehicle sprayed, it's brand new, you get sprayed every year, you have a lifetime warranty that's attached to that vehicle. And even if you sell it, like if you sold your vehicle to Brian, that warranty goes with it. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's a value to what you've put into maintaining it. If it gets in an accident and it goes and gets properly repaired, we will respray the area that's repaired at no charge to the consumer to maintain their warranty. But you know, like you were saying, Brian, is that the consumer is still responsible to bring it in, right? Like that part is on them to do it. For our consumers, though, the challenge was is that they have to have their vehicle resprayed within 30 days of their anniversary date when they first had it sprayed. You know, in some cases, consumers couldn't get in for many months because of the backlog of open, close. So what Crown did is that, you know, we made extensions. So we will make sure we do an inspection on the vehicle, you know, note any issues, and then make arrangements so the consumer is looked after.
Now, and as great as that sounds, people still have to realize that there is some responsibility on the owner's part. You know, if you're the type of person that tailgates badly on the highway, you know, I'm trying to get that great gas mileage, your whole front hood is going to be filled with stone chips. And that's your baby to fix. You know, you can't expect, it's not like there's a plastic bubble around your car that will protect you against everything.
That's for sure. And, you know, Trevor, you may be able to enlighten me on this, but I like to think that your customers, especially when they're going this extra step and looking after the investment they've made in a vehicle, they're pretty serious about maintaining their cars.
I got to say, our customer base, you know, and we probably, you know, just in Ontario alone would probably treat, you know, 1.3, 1.4 million vehicles, you know, annually. But it's generally because of ones that would go and get their oil changed regularly that are looking to, keep their vehicle beyond a couple of years, but that do good mechanical maintenance. So, yeah, that is right in line, Brian, with you know, the responsibility that comes. They don't tend to do it because they're not going to look after it.
All right, we're going to have to take a break, a little bit of break in the action. But one question, you have the very thick stuff can cover seams. You know, it cover all blemish. You'll never see anything after. You know, why you think this is two car? Okay, look how even it is, the flow of the black on the bottom. Anyways, we got to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage. I hope the car starts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage, brought to you in part by Hagerty. Learn what Hagerty is doing to keep car culture alive. Visit Hagerty.ca/DCG.
All right, we're back. This is, we've been focused primarily today about Crown. It's a company that's been with us and supporting Dave's Corner Garage for many, many years. Now, I do have an email question, and it's from Mr. Jerry Taylor. He wanted to know, there's a product out there called Fluid Film. I'm not familiar with it. I thought people use just digital now, but apparently they're using film as well, and it's called Fluid Film. I don't know. Maybe this is something new or old. I don't know. Trevor, what do you know about fluid film?
So, yeah, it has nothing to do with Kodak or any picture taking. So
okay.
The idea is that the film part is how it would coat metal, and the fluid part is that it would have the ability at least somewhat to move. Right, so the film would be fluid in essence. What it is it's a so with lubricants you can have all kinds of bases to it, like petroleum base. You can have a solvent based product, water based. Mm-hmm. This one is actually has lanolin in it, like sheep's wool.
Okay,
and so the idea is that this is used as a lubricant in a lot of applications. In some cases, they'll use it as a rust inhibitor. The challenge with products that are wax-like, which this one is that you can't put this on electronics. You can't put this on braking components. And really, it's a little bit like putting peanut butter on something. It doesn't creep and spread as to, you know, if you were going to try to protect spot welds inside the door panel of a vehicle, you know, unless you removed it,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, products like that, like Fluid Film's been around a long time. You know, they'll tell you that it's been used with military applications and all kinds of things.
Right.
But the fact is, it's a little bit like using the right tool for the right job, right? Like, you know, could you use a vice grip as a hammer? Well, I guess you could, right? if you're putting finishing nails in, you probably don't want to do that. You know, Fluid Film is not used in the Canadian market traditionally as a rust inhibitor for the entire vehicle because it just won't cover the areas that it needs to be covered.
So if you're still using a catapult in the war zone, it would work on it.
It would. It probably would.
But if you had a real rocket launcher, no, not so good.
Maybe not.
So do Americans use Fluid Film then? You know, obviously it's got a certain parts of the country have a totally different climate.
Yeah, absolutely. So in probably the 26 northeastern states, traditionally in the states, like up in Canada, like Quebecers, for instance, have been doing rust protection longer than anybody, and to their climate. And where they started with was they would use motor oil or things like that. Products and companies like Z-Bart, for instance, in the 70s were very big in the states. But again, it was because, people wanted something to the very good, Russian accent that our host gave us before, is they want to cover something up, right? It's got to be, we're just going to cover it up. Mm-hmm. That's not rust protection, right? Rust protection is an active agent that's there to displace moisture, to prevent a barrier. Things like paint, or you put a tar, something that's designed to be put on once, is a barrier trying to, much like the paint, like you explained about rock chips. Well, you get stone chips. Well, the paint on our vehicle's there to prevent the metal from rusting. It's there for aesthetics secondarily. But once it breaches, it'll rust. It's the same thing. If you put a wax or a tar on metal and it breaches, moisture can get in. It will corrode. And what's worse is now that coating that's nicely covered everything up actually will incubate and accelerate the rust that can occur underneath. And that's what really happened. Mercedes used to use a very prominent company that prepared a coating. The problem was is they had people putting their feet through the floorboards of the vehicles after a few years because of that very issue.
Yeah, my daughter had the same thing, and she said, "Dad, look at what's gone happened to my car." And you would never guess that a spot as big as just a pinhead could end up with something the size of your sandal, totally ball blistered and whatnot. And she said, "What should I do?" And ended up going to the body shop, and it was about $1,000. So these are things that you got to take care of because they spread. And as you say, if left alone, you're going to have a hole in your car.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm getting the wave around here, so we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to be back with Trevor after the break, of course. And that's it. We've got some great stories, great things to tell you, great information. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Always great. We'll be right back. Well, snow is starting to melt, and I'm sure it won't be long before the birds will be back from their trip down south. It's a great time of year. It's spring. We all get excited about that. And, unless you're one of the many metal parts of your car, and to tell us why springtime is not a good time for your metal parts is Trevor Hutchison. How are you, Trevor?
Well, I am doing really well, Alan. When you look out today, like look at the weather we had this week, right? We went from, minus plenty last weekend. It started to warm up, got a little colder, and then on Thursday, 15, 16, 17 degrees, depending on where you are. And what happens when you see everything you do on the road, right? So imagine all the de-icing agents that were put down over the winter, right? They're still on the road.
And let alone this week. I mean, what was it, Monday we had some snow and the salters were out again?
Yes. I watched them and I said, do they have too much salt and they have to get rid of it? Otherwise, they lose their contract or what?
Yeah, it's like they're sitting in the bins for the end of the year. We got to clear it out, right?
Yeah.
But once we start getting the moisture out there now, really, it activates it, right? We've talked about this for a long time, that corrosion is caused due to moisture. The salts and chlorides accelerate the rate at which metal will corrode.
So right? In other words, if it's minus 20, there's not a lot of activity.
Correct. It's a little bit like metals like our skin, right? So our skin has pores. So imagine, when it's cold, the pores are closed. They're tight. When it warms up, matter of fact, even when we apply our product, we heat it up to about 120 degrees Fahrenheit because the metal, when our product's warm enough, the metal's warm, it literally absorbs into it. That's what creates the barrier. And so, sometimes we were talking before about like a product that's maybe thicker or wax that you see on the surface. Well, if you took a squirt ball of water and sprayed it on the frame of your vehicle and you'd had it crowned, you'll see the water bead up. Right. And that kind of tells you that there's a barrier there, but this barrier remains viscous to continue to displace moisture. That's what it's trying to protect against. But when we get weather like this, now people are going to start to hear their brakes squeaking because, they've got some rust jacking, on the brakes. Mm-hmm. They'll start to notice, I didn't notice I had, a stone chip and now it's bleeding rust. You're going to see a lot more of that over the next 30 to 60 days.
Now, salt, of course, is a problem to the outside of the car, but even on the inside of the car, I know I've opened up the door and I'm going, ew, what's that white stuff on my floor mats? You have product for that.
We do. Salt Eliminator, next to our Crown Corrosion Inhibitor, is probably our most important product. And we've had this for about 20 years now, about 15 years in the market, though. We tested it for over 5 years on municipal fleets, on the folks that were spreading salt on the road to see. Mm-hmm. And it's specially formulated. It's a chloride wash that's designed to separate the bond of the chloride of the salt to metal. But it works great on carpets. So if someone has shoes that get salt stains on, you get it under, like I've got nice, floor mats that mm-hmm. come up. Somehow I've got salt under my carpet, which drives me nuts because water gets in and carries the salt and it's on the carpet. So Salt Eliminator, when applied properly, will remove that safely and not damage your carpet.
Now, they sell that in the store, correct?
Yeah. At any of our Crown authorized retailers, you can get it. And it's really inexpensive. Like, you'll pay around $12.95, $13.95 for a can of it. And frankly, it'll probably last you all season, maybe two seasons.
I know some places I will recommend this to, because I drive a different car every week, and not every car manufacturer will put the all-weather or winter floor mats in, and I get into some of these very expensive vehicles, six-figure vehicles, and the carpets are stained with salt through the winter. And, I mean, it's not an attractive look for a very expensive car, that's
no.
for sure.
Well, and you know, the problem is that every time moisture gets added to it, it reactivates it. And if it gets through, you know, kind of to the floor, it will actually get to where you could create structural issues, right? On the carpet, it's unsightly, but it's the bigger damage, like the bolting of our, you know, our seats to the vehicle, all of that. And that's why maintenance is so important. And that's why we're such big proponents of working with the mechanical trade, because, you know, our interests are aligned in helping people that if you do good preventative maintenance rather than breakdown maintenance, one, you're going to save yourself a lot of money, and you're going to maintain. Like, I've got a 2008 Honda Civic, you know, that I was privileged enough to deal with Mr. Redinger on, and it's still running. We got 265,000 kilometers, and it's in perfect shape.
Yeah, and I've got one of those as well. And it, you know, they're if you want to keep a car long term, that generation of Civic is perfect. That's my that's the car my son learned to drive on.
I have a 21-year-old CRV in the parking lot.
look at this, we're all Honda guys.
But you know what? Let's move up to the modern times and find out where Trevor's at with that. You know, gas prices have been going crazy, and it's part of been a an incentive for maybe for people to look at new electric cars, battery powered and hybrids. Is it more important than ever that they get these vehicles sprayed? And how do you keep up with the technology?
Yeah, so for sure it is, because the problem is the costs are going up, mm-hmm. right? The costs on everything, if you can get vehicles, is definitely going up. But the technology part is really important. And right now, particularly on the heavy-duty side, Crown's been working with manufacturers in the bus and trucking industry for many years mm-hmm. that are producing EV vehicles. Mm-hmm. But also on the automotive side, you know, we tend to work with colleges, because a lot of training for technicians, particularly heavy duty technicians, there is a real shortage in the industry. For instance, TTC, you know, partners with some of the colleges because there's no standardized certification course on, you know, their electric buses. They're running tests right now on three different manufacturers.
Right.
And so, you know, you need to have very specialized training. And the automotive industry is doing the same thing. And so that's why we like to partner with, you know, where are the technicians getting their training? And how do we then train, you know, our technicians, which we require to be certified annually to address issues with EV vehicles. And we expect that in the next 10 years, that our percentage of EV vehicles that we see in our shop is going to go from what it is now, which is a very low percent, to, you know, probably 10-15% of our total vehicles would not, you know, that's kind of our initial projections for the next 10 years.
And we've talked about supply and how there isn't any supply, which means people will have to keep their vehicles longer, which again equates back to you better take care of that car if you want it to last all that length, that much time more.
Yeah, we are very big proponents of helping people to do it. And that's why even when we start, sometimes we'll get people, you know, that have vehicles that are 7, 8 years old, and honestly, they shouldn't do the rust protection on the vehicle because of the shape it's in, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, we'll ask them, you know, what's your plan for this vehicle? What do you need to do with it? You know, Brian's handing it down to his son, and you know what? He's going to college. He needs this. We can't afford anything else. So it's like, you know what? We're going to send it to, you know, a reputable body shop. Maybe get this fixed first, or, you know, go get the mechanical work done first. And then, because, you know, as much as you know, we promote, you know, Crown, and that it's not going to solve every vehicle problem. And the fact is that we are not in the rust protection business. We're in the people business, because it's people that bring vehicles, even electric vehicles. People are going to be bringing them to our shops. You want to treat people properly. And if you can help them, that's what will build, you know, your business long term. And frankly, that's what's going to help people, because that's what they remember. People, consumers are better educated today, you know, but they're also very quick to go on Google, you know, or to share something on social media, and are 10 times more likely to post a bad review rather than a positive review. But we have to do our part. Like, you know, we're being held accountable, and we should be held accountable. You know, so we want to make sure that people understand what they're getting, because for us, Brian asked this earlier, for us, we want our consumer to be educated, because they're our best sales tool. Is that our largest generation of new customers, and we average, you know, in Ontario, where we have a pretty established market, we average 25 to 28% new customers a year. But in our growing markets, like in the US, our new customer rate is over 50% a year. So what we need to do is retain as many of those as we can, and we do it by educating consumers.
Well, that's good that you do it, because in a lot of cases, you know, people will talk about how their kid is dumb or stupid because he doesn't know basics. Well, guess what? You didn't teach it to him, right? I know someone who swore up and down they didn't have a spare tire in their car. I said, well, you do. I'm going to have to drop that right there before I get into trouble.
Yeah, don't get into trouble, Al.
But, you know, and that's where it's important, too. And a lot of times, you know, on the surface, these things look pretty good. But when you get a mechanic's eye view from underneath, I mean, this time of year especially, brake lines, fuel lines. Actually, a reporter from a TV station that brings his car to me regularly, this is the second or third time we've had to, you know, piece in a piece of brake line or fuel line. It's like, Al, I got that smell again. Well, you know what? We just try to save it. We're not going to take your whole car apart, because sometimes it necessitates doing that. When a fuel line or brake line rusts and it's on top of the gas tank, you know, you try, because in most cases it's like, listen, the car's only worth $1,000, so let's not go crazy. And this is where your product and to say as well that, you know, your technicians know how to go to apply it. They do training all the time. I think you have videos that show them how to do it.
Yeah, we will. And I think it's one thing that's really helped us through COVID was being able to make use of the technology to train ones continually. We post technical bulletins out of our manufacturing facility where we have our labs and that. But, you know, take Ford's, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a known issue with their EVAP sensors. Right. And, you know, one of the challenges. So, for instance, for us, what we do with the EVAP sensor is we issued a technical bulletin to our dealers that we are not to spray in the areas around them, because where they're located above the mm-hmm. fuel tank, they collect dirt, you know, anyway. And so it's a known issue. Right. There's technical bulletins Ford's put out. But it's our job to inform our technicians, but then also to inform the consumer, hey, this area hasn't been treated. Here's the reason why. Because you know what, we have to stand behind what we do, and you know, if we've done something to a vehicle, we're going to make sure it's looked after.
Quickly, if people want to get their car and their crown applied, where do they find out?
They can go to our website at www.crown.com, and a lot of our centers do online booking, or they can get the phone number of their local Crown center there,
and that's right. Crown with a K.
.com.
Speaking of online booking, you know, most people would have thought that a butler is just somebody who's in a wealthy guy's home. But we've got Jack Benzikar, who's going to be with us from Tire Butler, who's going to say that you can get the same kind of service for a fraction of the price. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We've got Jack Benzikar. He's the big boss at Tire Butler. And Jack, your business is a little bit different. I mean, with a lot of us who, you know, play with cars like I do, I've got all the tools to switch over my car's tires, wheels and tires from summer to winter and vice versa. But you take that hassle and worry away from your customers.
Yeah, and nice to be on the radio with you guys, Brian and Alan. But you know, we're not sure how much time you have. You know, one of the things we do is, you know, I like to say we sell time. We are able to come to your house. We're able to bring the proper tools. We're able to, we have all the technology for the TPMS systems. We have all the tools for the different type of lug nuts and different type of wheel system set up, that we can do everything mobily and professionally and efficiently and have you on your way. And you can book online, you know, just by pressing a button. You know, we take what is generally a 3-hour round trip tour, so to speak, where, you know, you're driving to a shop, you're waiting, you're coming back. We do that. It's something that takes you roughly 4 or 5 minutes to go online, book and say hello to the driver or technician when he comes to your house.
And you store, obviously, wheels and tires for your customers, but the service goes a little bit above and beyond that because your technicians are trained to look for certain issues with your customers' vehicles. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, you know, one of the sayings in the automotive industry is the tire is the soul to the car. You know, when you take off the tire, you can take a look at the brakes. You can look at the CV joints. You can see what the alignment is, what the setup of the alignment's like by reading the tread wear. And because we have no skin in that game, you know, other than the tire sales part, is we're able to give our honest opinion to the consumer and say, look, you know, it looks like your brakes are wearing down. It looks like something's loose here. We suggest you call whoever your preferred mechanic is and get that serviced. So we're doing a full, complete check of the things we can see while we're doing the wheels and tires.
Now, Jack, do you give them a physical bill afterwards, or you just do this strictly online?
No, so when you book online, you put all your information, you have an account, then everything, you know, you'll get a confirmation email. Your credit card goes into the system. It doesn't get charged until the technician would ever come to your house and does the work. Once you approve that the work is done, you press a button on an iPad and you get billed, and that's it. And you get your storage, your invoices emailed to you immediately. You get your storage certificate that tells you the tread depths of your tires, the positions, and if we found any damage on the wheels or tires.
And that's another thing. If a customer has some damage on you know, these expensive alloy wheels, can you help them with that?
Yeah, that's a great thing that we do, is that over on the off season, we then will repair your wheels if you so want them repaired. That's generally the winter time, because we tell people, you know what, if you've got winter rims, you know, and they're a bit scuffed up, don't worry about it. Save the money. Don't spend the money on fixing your winter things if that's what they are. But when we have your summer, especially OE wheels, yeah, we'll refinish them. We'll straighten the straightening. We'll make them look like new again.
Now, generally, what's the cost involved in a repair on a tire like that, or on the wheel? Are you able to say?
Yeah, it ranges anywhere from about $125 to $250, depending on the damage. Let's say you hit a pothole and you get a bend on the backside of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a straighten, and it'll probably be about $170. But if it was on the front side, you're probably also going to need some refinishing work, because you're going to see the damage as well as having to straighten it. So that's probably, you're looking around $225 or so.
And this is where that report you're giving is also important, because it's most likely going to suggest that if you hit the wheel that bad, there's other damage besides the tire, right?
Exactly. And there's going to be other damage. You're going to have suspension damage, possibly, you know. And we'll also tell you, you know, how, you know, we'll send you the links if the damage was caused on a municipal road.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also give you the links to try and go after the city to get the money when you can.
Are customers successful in going after municipalities?
I was going to say, that sounds like a bit of a pipe dream, that one.
You know what? They get it done, but it does take time. It'll take a long time, but we've heard many success stories.
That's good to hear. And I mean, especially this time of year, and I find that this is my 21st year in the city, and I have never seen so many potholes in the city of Toronto ever before. And all I do is spend time dodging potholes instead of looking where I'm going.
We have a customer with an old SL, and he's about every 2 weeks. I don't know if it's his vision or the 40 series tires, you know. But
that's it. First of all, we tell a lot of people you do want to downsize for the winter simply for that reason. You get more rubber protection from on the road, and a lot of these OE wheels are designed for weight saving. So they're built very well, but they're designed, remember, they sell more cars in California than they do in all of Canada, right? So that nothing's truly designed for our potholes, our roads here.
Now, if somebody, is old school and they don't have a second set of wheels, you can change tires actually in the driveway?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing it for over a decade. We have fully equipped trucks with touchless tire changers, radial runout balancers. We've got all the air systems. We've got the power systems. We do half of our business is new tire sales, and that we're doing them for customers in their driveways. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, as you mentioned, you put on the report that the tires were taken off, by the way, are pretty much bald. Do you then email them back some options as far as what you're suggesting they should buy for the following season?
Yeah, we will give them, we give them their OE option. So if they want the same tire that was on the car, and then we give them some other competitive options, and they have their time to decide, and they see how much tread depth is left on the tire. Most of our customers, fortunately, aren't the customers who wait till like 2 millimeters, 2/32 seconds of tread wear before they replace. They're usually replacing it, between 5 and 4.
Yeah, but if you look on the other side of the tire, it looks okay. You keep looking at things on the bad side, There's still some tread there. I could probably get another month or two. Anyways, Jack, if people want to book an appointment, how do they get in touch with you?
Just visit tirebutler.com and go online, and all their questions are answered there. Or you can give us a call at any time at 416-234-1688.
Excellent. For those people who don't have a computer, they can use the old-fashioned way and use a telephone. Maybe attached to the wall even, eh?
I remember those phones.
All right.
The little chair at the floor there.
Hey, there was a whole table there, and the phone book stuck underneath. Jack, thank you for taking the time, and we hope you get some action from this. All righty?
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, take care. Jack. Well, if you need some tires done, changed, he'll do them right in your driveway. That's a great idea, because I get people in and go, how long is this going to take? Do you have coffee? Don't have to worry about it. You can make your own. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right. It's amazing. You can do everything online now, eh? Trevor, can you book an appointment at a Crown Shop?
You can. You can, and it's the advantage to being able to do that is that you can, see what dates are available, what times are available for you, and if you have to cancel an appointment, you can also do it online.
And you guys have nice waiting rooms there?
I would say it's definitely gotten better. We had to put up partitions for COVID and stuff, but, I think consumers are feeling more comfortable to wait. Like we had a large period of time where we couldn't have anybody in the waiting rooms, so we were arranging, ones to drop vehicles off, pick up and deliver, but it's, we're making progress now. And so, where we've got waiting rooms, they're partitioned off and people can sit there. We probably encourage them, maybe to bring something to read or bring their own coffee, but we do have videos playing in there of both the process and even some of our shops that highlight some of our trade partners, within an area. So somebody's looking for mechanical work or a body shop or someone like the Tire Butler, they've got a service. We'll run promos for that as well.
Great. And you've got a special on right now.
Yeah. So a lot of people may have received in their mail one of our Crown specials, and it'll vary from shop to shop. But, this is probably the best promo that we run all year. And it'll include your crown application. It'll include a desalting of the chassis of your vehicle before the application. It'll include a fast wax application for the paint on the outside as well as a tire shine to it. And you'll get to take home a crown product of your choice with you. So when you phone your local center, ask them about the promo and what part of the services they're offering.
And it's a good time of year.
It really is. Like, for now, the next, you know, 2 months is really the absolute best time of year, because what you're doing is you're able to address the damage that's happened from the winter, right? And the thing is, if you do the regular maintenance, like changing your oil regularly at the specified interval, you will protect the vehicle. So it's not going to wear off by the time the fall comes. You don't need to worry about that.
Right. And in case of, but in terms, we talked maintenance earlier and warranties. If your warranty is just about up, give us a call and you can spray it.
Yeah, you know what happens? Like, people have started to go back to Florida right now. So we had this a lot, like pre-COVID, with snowbirds, for instance.
Right,
you know what? I started getting my vehicle sprayed in January. You know what? I'm not coming back till April this year because we're having a good time. But the problem is their warranty goes. So a lot of times what we'll do with folks is say, come in when you're back. We'll do an inspection on your vehicle. Next year, you'll need to be in back on your anniversary date, and we're good. But, like, you know, we're not looking to get out of our warranty. We just want to help people maintain their vehicle.
Well, especially if the car was in Florida. It's not like it got exposed to a lot of road salt.
Well, no, you wouldn't get the road salt, but you know what we get in Florida on the coast is the salt air. And I tell you, with the tropical storms and the floods that they have, you know, I'm not in a hurry to buy a used vehicle out of that state anytime soon.
I thought it was the bird poop, and I didn't know if you had a repelling product for that. You know?
Well, again, if you protect the paint of your vehicle, you can definitely help it. Get it off your paint.
All right. And I want to thank, of course, Jack, who called in, who I guess we called him, Jack Benzikar from Tire Butler. If you don't feel like waiting around and you want to get your tires done, they're happy to do it. And they'll store as well.
Yeah, they do everything. I mean, it's, you know, for someone like me who, I mean, I happen to have all the tools from racing, so I can do it easily. But if I didn't, this is exactly what I would do. I don't want to store my own tires, and I don't want to do the work.
And if you got a Porsche where it's got that big nut, do they have the right tool?
They do, actually. You know, if you look at some of the ultra-high performance Porsches, they have a single lug nut, and it requires special tools. And actually, Tire Butler actually has those.
And it's a good thing they know how to do it, because I've watched the new NASCAR. New car has also a single nut, and they've had some issues.
They've had several problems, not only with the lug nut, but with the wheels as well. So it's right now NASCAR is very interesting to watch, and we're gonna talk about some NASCAR news in the coming weeks. But think about NASCAR racing a stock car at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France.
Whoa, that'll be exciting.
Yes,
pit stops and everything.
Everything. It's going to be pretty cool. And I heard it's going to be a hybrid.
Do they know that, you know, they don't appreciate bumping and grinding the way that the everybody else does?
Well, I think the NASCAR drivers are going to have to be trained in European racing, that's for sure.
You know what they call the bumper on a NASCAR, eh? It's called the chrome bumper, the chrome horn.
Chrome horn. Yes, so, I have used my own chrome horn on racetracks several times.
All right, Trevor, again, how do they book an appointment?
Yeah, so you can go online for those that prefer to lack the human interaction of phoning, and look for the shops that'll book online, or you can find the phone number online to be able to call your local Crown Center to book an appointment.
And that's Crown with a K.
.com.
Great. Thanks, Carlos, for doing a great job as usual. Thank you, Brian, and you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Al.
You're not a rookie anymore, you know.
I still feel like a rookie, and I still miss Dave.
Well, we all miss Dave, but he's watching from above. That's guaranteed. And if there's a way for him to complain, he'll figure out how to do that.
I can't wait.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. Yes. Drive safe, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.